When I discovered I was pregnant, I took a EPT test, and this test gives a duration of how long a person's been pregnant. When I took this test, it said 3+ weeks. I'm not quite sure how that happened, considering I had a period in June, July, did not have a period in August. I only expected to be maybe a week along. At best, this test is reading that I'm 3+ weeks pregnant. What I don't understand is how I got pregnant. Don't get me wrong, I understand fucking does lead and cause to pregnancy. Considering I wasn't fucking anywhere near dates of ovulation, and I do go by ovulation religiously, considering I hate fucking during that time period because I don't want to be pregnant. And so my husband needed to be sure that I was pregnant. He needed a confirmed pregnancy. So I go in for blood work. Pregnant. Yeah. I told my husband that I was aborting this evil seed. I was not having this baby. I was not going to be tied down into raising another man's baby. I could not wait to get rid of this baby. Granted, this baby was my son. How could I have known such a thing at that time period? Well, my first pregnancy, I was sick with everything, even water. Water made me sick. Second pregnancy, this child wanted to eat everything under the sun. Kind of reminded me of my husband's father, who had a tongue and a taste for everything, and he enjoyed hot, spicy, anything. He'd sit there and make himself sweat and cry eating that stuff. So my husband, he decided to, I asked him to set up an abortion for me over at Cedar in Seattle. Day of abortion. It is rainy, storms are happening, lights are out, and as we reach Pulsbo, car one parked off to the left side of the road, we drive a quarter mile out from that vehicle. Vehicle begins to follow us, and as a matter of fact, there were six other cars posted on the side of the road, and each car we passed, quarter mile, there are six cars behind us at this point. And from there to Bainbridge, traffic is stacked, back to back, roads are packed. And so as we're being followed out to Seattle, so we make it to Seattle, we get to the clinic, there's a man sitting in the lobby, greasy motherfucker, black hair, shaggy, greasy, trying to look like a businessman. But I thought it was interesting that he's wearing wingtip shoes with no socks. And he made sure he saw me and made sure he said hello. So we get to the clinic, we go upstairs, and I'm waiting for my appointment. There are about 10 other women in the room, no men with them. No matter how warm they try to make the place, it's still very cold all at the same time. So I get up, I'm called. They want me to pee in a cup. Okay, so I pee in a cup. They call me in for an ultrasound. And they've got that cold-ass shit on my belly, and then they've got the ultrasound thingy on there. And we're both looking at the monitor. And I asked, I go, where's the baby's heartbeat? I go, I can't hear anything. She goes, well, this is an abortion clinic. We don't want the mothers to hear the heartbeat because we don't want moms changing their mind from making an important decision. I'm like, well, maybe a heartbeat can make the difference in all of that and helping to save a life. Potato, potato, right? You don't want a woman changing her mind because you don't want to lose money? Hey, better for business, right? So they couldn't see anything in my uterus, so they asked me to pee in a cup again. I pee in a cup again. It's cute because they hand me the, no, they don't hand me the cup. The cup is sitting in the bathroom. So cup's in the bathroom. I open up the door to leave my sample, and my first sample is still sitting in there. My first sample was never touched. It really made me wonder about the care and quality of this clinic at that point. So they couldn't find anything. Then they do a blood draw to see how many ketones are in my blood. And the ketones denote that they really can't tell with ketones because a woman's body produces several different ketones and it would be hard to place or determine where a woman is in her pregnancy. So I had miscarried essentially, but I miscarried on my birthday, August 14th. I knew I miscarried. And after that, we leave and Cedar calls back saying, hey, you owe us $125 for ultrasound, blood work. Okay, so we go back and we pay. That same dude is sitting in the damn lobby with a greasy-ass fucking smile. I didn't like that. I didn't like him. Second pregnancy. Yeah, that was a dummy mistake. No protection there. So, going for an abortion this time. And I guess they didn't feel a need to harass me because whoever felt they were getting this genetic sample from me thought it would be viable because there's a sample of my genetics. But not just a sample of my genetics, a sample of my husband's genetics. And our genetics do not coexist. I don't want a soulless baby. Or soulless children, or children for that matter, because I'm done raising kids. But even in the sample that they gathered, nothing was garnered. Again, sample leaves in my body, everything dies. They thought we'd be a cohesive match. I'm not quite sure why on how his genetics work, but I'm pretty determined on how my genetics work.